Meeting to order. Verizon time is now 1:32. I apologize for the lateness of the starting of the meeting. We're going to start at 1:30. Currently present, Council Person Kilpatrick, Dillard, Cartier. I'm George Smiley, co-chair of finance. First on the agenda is approving the refund of taxes paid in error for parcel number 09-03-03-0024, 9 Moody Place, Newark, Delaware. Bottom line is there was a tax payment of $6,047.73 processed on September 5th from CTI Financial to pay the delinquent taxes on this account. But then there was another payment submitted by Mr. Neal himself following that on September 6th, which resulted in the overpayment of taxes. So that the refund will be for $6,094.40. Councilman Collins is with us. Councilman Redd is with us. Is there any questions on 14-109? Okay, thank you very much. Next on the agenda is R14-110, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to the Environmental Systems Research Institute for annual software maintenance for various ESRI software for the Office of Technology in the amount of $46,412.33. Stated this is for the maintenance of computer software, and it is an annual contract that we go through. It's the only way to receive equipment support, corrections, and enhancements to the software. And to get the authoritative help in the resolution of operational, basically support along with it. Are there any questions for any members of council? Public? None. Next, we have R14-111, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Newcastle Conservation District for Carousel Park pond drainage and water quality improvements for the Department of Special Services, totaling $187,200. If memory serves me correct, this is for the. Is there anybody here speak to this? Because I want to say it has to do with the pond area, but I may be wrong.
Yeah.
Attorney Councilman Weiner is now joining us. Thank you very much.
Attorney Schiavi, Special Services. The work proposed here involves improvements to the pond area for water quality purposes. It's in the vicinity of the dog park. It's calling for a couple of concrete ramps for the dogs to enter in and out of the pond so they're not dodging the embankments to the pond and stirring up the turbidity, making the turbidity bad in the pond. And also, we're rerouting areas of the topography where there's concentrated flow going towards the park or towards the pond banks. We're putting in catch basins and berms as piping to keep that water from eroding the banks as well.
So basically, it's for stabilization and try to curtail the erosion that's been going on.
Right. So the dogs are going to be kept. They're going to be channeled into two areas through fencing. They're going to be channeled to two concrete ramps. And again, most of the overland flow in that vicinity is going to be rerouted into hard pipes so it doesn't erode the embankments to the pond.
But we're not channeling the dogs into the hard pipes.
No, we're not. Not yet.
Oh, well.
Certain dogs would like that.
Right.
Okay. On the record, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Street, Council President Bullock would join us. Okay, is there any questions on 14-111? Councilman Cartier.
Just about the general condition of the lake or the pond itself. I did read in the article that was in the paper that also it seemed that there might be problems with tremendous amounts of nylon fishing line in the pond. I don't know if you know anything about that or if there's any proposal to remove any accumulated nylon fishing line.
I'm not aware of that.
Councilman Tucker.
And is this improvements that you're seeking here also envision future allowing the dogs to go swimming again?
Yeah.
The answer to that would be yes, because we're putting those ramps in for that.
I like it sounds. Okay.
Okay. Any questions?
Wait a minute.
Wayne Mayor, the Acting General Manager of Special Services. I'm aware there has been problems, but I haven't heard the magnitude of taking a special project.
I fished here with my grandson, and didn't we lose any line? We didn't lose any bait either. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
We had that in a special service committee meeting when they were explaining to it that there are hooks in the bottom and dogs have gotten hooks in their feet, and they were going to supposedly be dredging, cleaning the bottom to get that out.
But that may be part of the
Special
services maintenance budget, or it's part of this project?
My understanding was it was part of the whole budget.
Well, that may be a high-powered magnet. Councilman Tech.
Well, I guess maybe let's do the general manager here. But I don't know. It sounds like we've got a little recipe for disaster here. We've got fishing, hooks, swimming, and geese. What's going on?
I can't speak to the geese.
Okay.
Swan.
Swan. Yeah, swan.
Swan.
One. You got to get something.
Let me just say, I love that you said that because I didn't say it. I wasn't even aware of it until you said it.
Whoever said it said when you replaced the pump for the fountain, when you pulled that out, there was all sorts of fishing line and hooks attached, and that's when you realized that how much was in the bottom of the pond, and they believed that there was the same amount or some on the dog side, because there have been dogs reported that got hooks in their paws.
Let me look into that.
I don't think I dreamt it.
No, I don't think you did either. But I
have too much information to have dreamt that.
Although I forget a lot of things, I'm sure I would not have got that.
My only thing would be, I have seen dogs. I've seen them go in there. I've seen them swimming. And if they're out where you should be casting your line and they're getting hooks in their balls, they drown because it's over their heads. Councilman Sheldon is now with
Thank
us.
You.
Any further questions, comments? Okay, we look forward to the hook update.
Absolutely.
Did that come out wrong? I'm sure it did. Okay, now that we've been established quorum, can I take care of a piece of business? Can I have a motion on the minutes or the Finance Committee meeting?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting? Thank you very much. Next. Pardon? Yeah, I'm late. No, I was asking. Okay. I was not voting. That's a clarifier. R14-112, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Asset Works for annual fleet focus M4 software maintenance and support for the Office of Technology in an amount of $27,856.50. Stated this includes product updates, enhancements, and unlimited phone and email support for a 12-month period for the software. Any questions from any members of council? And from the public? Okay. And none. Okay, next we have substitute 1 to 14-028, amend the 2014 approved operating budget, appropriate $445,000 to the Department of Special Services to cover the cost of snow removal. Councilman Sheldon, since Councilman Power is not here, I'm going to assume it's you.
Yes. I think it's about the way the subject line is. We need the money. It wasn't budgeted in. This was the $445,000. $294,000, as you see, comes out of the construction support, which was the sewer fund and the property maintenance. They're taking $151,000 out of that instead of the general fund tax stabilization account. This will come out of these two and be reimbursed to the general fund. So it's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes.
Questions from any members of council? Councilman Tech.
Just for clarity, Jim, we don't actually have a snow removal budget anyhow, right? You just end up having to deal with what we have and then...
Wayne Merritt, General Manager of Special Services. Now, we don't budget specifically for staff, but we do track what we spend.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, we've been capturing since 2002. An average year for us is 24 inches. Now, when I say average, most of us will remember 2010, where the first and third weekends, we had over 50 inches of snow those two weekends. Mm. But even as bad as, and that was 70 inches for of snow for that year. For that, we spent about 10,000, a little over 10,500 hours of straight time. This year alone, for snow, we spent 11,425 hours for straight time. And when we're doing straight time and snow, something else isn't getting done that was supposedly would be why they were there. The overtime hours, on average, is about 2,769 hours of snow for overtime. This year, it was 9,730 hours of snow for overtime. Even on the worst snowstorm of 2010, it was just under 8,000. So these were several snows.
And we found no way to participate in that. State reimbursement program.
We got sidewalk and you got that right away.
We'd certainly love to have it.
Okay. Councilman Gardner.
And just for the record, this would count for snow removal at our libraries,
yes,
parks. Maybe if you could provide sure. greater detail about that.
We have to keep public safety open 24/7, whether it's.
Okay.
Whether it's a certain amount of waste or whatever, we'll be out there to make sure public safety in various paramedic locations. Carousel where the horses are. I mean, we have to keep those places running all the time. Then we obviously want to make sure, if it's all possible, to get the county buildings open.
One right.
Even if there's some time. Gillian building, Connor building, and then the libraries. In our priority, they are the last ones, but we try to get them open as soon as we can. And so those are the facilities that we're dealing with. Parks, there are only parks that we worry about for snow purposes, very honestly, are those that are considered snow parks. So parking available at Del Castle, down at Glasgow, so people can get in and out and take advantage of the hills. But the other removals for the walkways and all, we take care of them straight time.
Okay.
Any further questions? Comments on substitute one to ordinance number 14-028? Okay. Next on your agenda, ordinance is 14-031 through 035 will be read into the record and then tabled this evening. We will be discussing them at not only at the future council budget discussions, but the finance meeting prior to budget vote.
Okay.
And next on the agenda are the grant requests. First one is the Newcastle County Cooperative Extension 4-H After-School Program. Councilwoman Gill.
Yes, this is $1,000 for their Summer Bridge Program, which will be programs for middle schools, Gogger Cobbs and Kirk Middle School. It's a great program. It gets rising fifth graders ready for sixth grade, and it's in an area that really doesn't have a lot of summer programming. So I move $1,000 for the Newcastle County Cooperative Extension Program.
Second.
Motion is a second for $1,000. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, not voting. Okay, next we have the American Legion Middletown, Councilman Powers. Please identify yourself for the record.
Yes, Ruby Dunmore, Legislative Aid to Councilman Powers. This grant is to help with the purchase of a turnkey operation. They are trying to find a permanent spot for the post in Middletown, and Councilman Powers is requesting a $2,500 grant to help them.
Okay, can I get a council member to make the motion?
I'd like to make a motion.
There's a motion for $2,500 for American Legion and Councilman Powers. Or second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay, next we have the Stanton Newport Little League. Councilman Redd.
Thank you. Last year I gave them, I believe it was $1,000. This year they were a little late coming in because they already had opening day. And I want to do the same thing this year, $1,000.
Motion for
that. Motion on that.
Okay, motion for $1,000. Stanton Newport Little League, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. Really. Okay, next we have Glasgow High School Class of 2015 After Prom Committee. Councilwoman Bill.
Yes, this is, you know, in the great tradition of the After Prom Committees to keep kids safe and off the roads. And so this is $500. I make a motion for that for Glasgow High School.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for $500 of Glasgow High School Class of 2015 After Prom Committee. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Silver Lake Elementary School Odyssey of the Mind. Councilman Powers.
Kirby Gilmore, Legislative Aid to Councilman Powers. This is for the Silver Lake Elementary Odyssey of the Mind. They won the state. They are now going on to the nationals. And that's in Iowa University. And if they place there or win that one, they'll go on to the World Odyssey of Mind. And they have requested $2,500. Councilman Powers has $1,000 and would like help if anyone would like to help these kids.
I'd like to give $1,000.
Thank you.
Okay. You want to make a motion for $1,000?
Yes. Make a motion that we support the Silver Lake Elementary School Odyssey of the Mind, $2,000 for the regional and Delaware State competitions.
For clarification purposes only, that is $1,000 from Councilman Powers, $1,000 from President Bullock. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay, that's it for the grants before us. I do want to make a comment relative to the grants. This is the last meeting in April, so we have four more meetings as we near the end of this budget. I just ask all council members and their staff to please be diligent as the influx of grants pick up, as they usually do at this time, and endeavor to make sure that all information is in the packet and complete before they're forwarded to Ms. Gardner. We don't want to get in the end, not have the information, and someone not be able to get the funding.
Yes, also in addition to that, just to remind your members of council for any outstanding grant reports after the grant has been appropriated and dispersed. Okay. Make sure we're caught up on that.
Okay. With that, next order of business, anything for you? Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Street. My apologies.
I didn't have my hand up, so it's my fault. But do we envision a process by which we can take remaining monies, either grant or office money, and put in the summer youth program, or is that going to require special legislation?
In the past, we've moved to suspend the rules and transfer funds accordingly. So I mean, we can look into it. We have time for that. But we've had to do legislation after the fact when we had the dollar amount.
Tim Boyle, Policy Director. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but with the grants now, you're allocated so much money in the contribution line. Under the new rule, we can take any money you have in any of the other lines and move it in that line. So if you have $13,500 total a year, you can use the whole $13,500 towards grants.
Can I help?
That,
I believe the question is, at the end of the day, when we get to the last meeting in June, can we orally at this table make a motion to take remaining funds from any council member and contribute them to the summer youth camp in order to a program within the county, approve it at that time, and then approve the legislation?
2 years ago, we did second. Last year, I ran into a little roadblock and talked to finance about that. And basically, at the last minute, said I needed a legal opinion. There wasn't enough time for a legal opinion, so no money went anywhere.
So I would suggest first meeting in June. We do it, and then we can have the legislation the second meeting in June without a dollar amount, which we can plug in.
Correct.
Okay. Fair enough?
Yes, that's fine. Thank
Councilman
you.
Councilman Cartier.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I do recollect it. We did move money from contingency to help with that program.
Yeah, we did contingency.
Yeah, I know we did the year before, and we've done it. We're just trying to avoid the
the hurdle, let's put it that way, and make it a simple problem. Councilman Warner.
Yes. The question came up and then elicited some information otherwise from policy director concerning a rule that enables the $13,500 budget to be used for grants.
This council approved that you have the office budget slash grant money.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever amount you want to use to grants can go to grants. Whatever amount you want to use to office for appropriate expenses can go there. It's basically one joint fund with two purposes. This council approved that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anything for the expense of revenue roundtable? Anything under other? Anything from the public?
Motion.
Okay, I got a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I am voting aye. Thank you very much.
How's your thing going?